Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, it's official. At last night's virtual city commissioners meeting, the city of Wauchula commissioners unanimously voted in favor of proclaiming August 6th, 2021, as First Responder Appreciation Day. Big thanks to our friend Tim Staten and the City of Wauchula for making this day a reality. Your local events today and tomorrow, the UF IFAS Extension Office will be hosting Clover Bud Summer Days. This three-day event is open to Hardy County 4-H members ages 5 through 7. The event will start at 8 a.m. and end at 2 p.m. at the Extension Office, 507 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. The cost is $30 and lunch and snacks will be provided. For more information, you can call 863-773-2164. Main Street Wauchula invites you to cool down with some of the hottest films this summer with the summer movie series at the historic City Hall. The film this Thursday will be the Disney hit Raya and the Last Dragon. Admission is free, concessions start at just $1, and the film starts at 10 a.m. Historic City Hall is located at 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. I'd also like to thank the sponsors of the summer movie series, First National Bank of Wauchula, Mosaic, and Ciceroni. For more information, you can call 863-767-0330. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It's the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School field. Tickets are only $5 and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on the event day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in the area, the Sunshine Method is still looking for an ESE tutor. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. Florida Beef Incorporated is looking for production workers. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And Dunkin' Donuts in Wauchula is looking for crew members and sandwich makers. You must have a flexible schedule. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 100, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind south at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid at 63%. Dew point 74, the cloud cover 31%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers and ranchers are increasingly adopting technology designed to improve their understanding of crop and soil conditions and run their businesses more efficiently. The challenge is that in many rural areas, broadband access is spotty, if it's even available. That affects not only farming, but rural residents' access to health care and education. State and federal leaders, according to the California Farm Bureau, are working on ways to help fill the gaps. Livestock and poultry producers who suffered losses during the pandemic due to insufficient access to processing can apply for assistance for those losses and the cost of depopulation and disposal of the animals. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program at the National Pork Industry Conference in Wisconsin, part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative. Livestock and poultry producers can apply for assistance through the USDA's Farm Service Agency through September 17th. Consumer prices rose by a larger-than-expected 5.4% over the past year, the biggest 12-month increase in the U.S. inflation rate since August 2008. According to Agriculture.com, prices for restaurant meals, carryout food, food from vending machines, and snacks were up by a strong 4.2% as the food service sector reopened after pandemic restrictions. The 4.2% rise in consumer price index for food away from home was the largest increase since the year ending May 2009.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Ag Information Network has reported on newly announced assistance for livestock and poultry producers who were hit with big losses as the pandemic caused the shutdown of processing facilities. Today is the first day to sign up for the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program, or PLIP. Zach Ducheneau is a Farm Service Administrator.
These producers who had to euthanize or otherwise dispose of animals because slaughter capacity just wasn't there because of the pandemic. Producers that meet the qualifications will be paid based on 80% of the fair market value of their livestock and poultry, and for the cost of depopulation and disposal of the animal based on a single payment rate per head.
Eligible livestock include swine, chicken, and turkeys. Livestock must have been depopulated from March 1, 2020 through December 26, 2020 because of a lack of processing access. The signups will continue through September 17th. Ducheneau says there's no per-person or entity payment limit on the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program. Producers qualify based on their average adjusted gross income being under $900,000. For the tax years 2016, 17, and 18. Livestock and poultry producers who qualify for the PLIP payments can sign up at local FSA offices around the Southeast. Information about the program is also online at farmers.gov.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks skidded on Wall Street, and investors sought refuge in government bonds amid worries that a surge in virus infections around the world will threaten the economic recovery. The S&P 500 lost 1.6%. The Dow Jones gave up 2.1%. Market watchers have been warning that stock valuations were getting stretched, with indexes hitting record highs as recently as last week. Airlines, hotels, and other companies seen as most at threat from pandemic restrictions had some of the biggest losses today. The Dow lost 725 points to close at 33,962. The NASDAQ dropped 152 to 14,274. The S&P 500 down 68 to 4,258. New York oil fell $5.39, closing at $66.42 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with Major League Baseball Sunday. The White Sox now have the AL's top record after winning a matchup of division leaders.
The White Sox won for the seventh time in 8 games as Carlos Rodon allowed one hit over 7 innings of a 4-0 shutout of the Astros. Abraham Toro's third-inning single was the only hit off Rodon and accounted for Houston's only base runner. Yoan Moncada and Tim Anderson hit solo homers for the White Sox, who took the last 2 games of the series after dropping their first 5 meetings with the Astros. Danny Mendick and Adam Engel added RBI singles as Chicago improved to an American League best 56-36. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League action yesterday, the Blue Jays took 2 off Texas, 5-0 and 10-0. It was the Tigers over Minnesota, 7-0. Baltimore, 5. Kansas City, nothing. The Indians beat the A's, 4-2. Seattle, 7. Angels, 4. And the Yankees over Boston by a 9-1 score. This is SRN Sports. In the National League Sunday, it was the Brewers over the Reds, 8-0. Philadelphia beat Miami twice, 4-2 and 7-4. It was the Padres over Washington, 10-4 in the first of 2 games. The Nationals bounced back for an 8-7 win in the nightcap. Mets, 7. Pirates, 6. Cardinals over the Giants, 2-1. Colorado, 6. Dodgers, 5. Arizona beat the Cubs by a 6-4 count. Interleague play, it was the Rays over Atlanta, 7-5. Golf, 24-year-old Colin Morikawa, the first man to win 2 different majors in his first attempt after rallying to capture the British Open at Royal St. George's yesterday. He began the day one stroke behind leader Louis Oosthuizen before closing with a bogey-free 4-under-66 for a two-stroke victory over Jordan Spieth. Oosthuizen shot 1-over-71 on Sunday to finish in a third-place tie with John Rahm, another near miss for the 2010 Open champion, runner-up in the last two majors. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy Kiani's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I hate it when I'm running on the treadmill for half an hour and look down to see that it's only been 4 minutes. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.